This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
Rabble.ca.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Crab Park is an 8-acre green space on the Vancouver Harbour at the foot of Main Street. Last Saturday, a large crowd gathered in the park to protest the Port of Vancouver's plans that they say will ruin the waterfront. They're concerned about a proposed $320 million expansion to the Centerm container terminal. Don Larson is president of the Crab Water for Life Society, a group that lobbied for years to get Crab Park opened. Don Larson is also a longtime programmer at Co-op Radio, and he joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Don.
Oh, good morning.
Could you describe the park for people who may not have been down there?
Well, somebody in the Georgia Strait recently wrote something about the best thing about Crab Park is space. So you can actually go down there still and spread a blanket and read a book, something like that, and you know, not have people right on top of you sort of thing, crowding you.
It's got a sandy beach, and there's pretty good views of the mountains, too.
Yeah, sandy beach, that's one thing we strive for. Before we got the park, people wanted to be able to go down and touch the water, put their feet in the water. We actually surveyed people way back in the early 80s and did about 375 surveys of people, and that's one of the things they wanted.
The park also, on a more serious note, contains a monument to missing and murdered women.
Yeah, Crab Water for Life Society... We put that monument there because there was nothing, there still isn't much in that way for the missing murdered women of the downtown east side to memorialize them. So we put that inscribed boulder there, and it's been used off and on for, gatherings of Native women, for instance, and with drums. And that's been done from time to time. And we've done very small gatherings ourselves on February 14th, 11 a.m. down at that site for the missing murdered women of downtown Eastside.
Tell me about your concerns about the proposed Centerm expansion. What's that going to look like?
Well, it's going to be pretty ugly. The park is actually 7 acres, and the pier expansion proposal is also 7 acres. So they expanded that Centerm about 4 or 5 years ago, quite a distance, and put 3 more cranes out there, and nobody really said anything. I mean, I understand it's a port, and there's business, and you know, money, and all this stuff, and jobs. I get it. I mean, everyone gets it, but that's not the only thing. And there is environment, there is parks, there is people. And so there is even tourism. You know, to the west is the cruise ship facility and. The sea bus, seaplanes. It's actually a pretty crowded, relatively crowded central waterfront as far as marine traffic and airplanes and helicopters and such. And to stick out a further extension, it's not the first extension of the center and pier, and it will be a container proposal with actually a train going right out to the end of the pier, which I find a little bizarre. So all of this is not there now, and you mentioned the view, and I don't like the term world-class much, but it's a world-class view to the North Shore Mountains and the ocean and the sky, and it's something the people, not just the downtown Eastside people, but Gastown people, tourists, the young mothers pushing strollers, people have moved into the waterfront neighborhood. Over the last 5 to 10 years, it's not one type. Somebody said, "Oh, it's a drug park." It's really not. You can find drugs in any park, but there's not a lot of that down there. And that's just the truth, and people are trying to make the park into something it's not. It's been a well-used park since July 29th, 1987.
It was a very long fight to open the park. I remember how long it went on.
Yeah, well, 5 years. Of course, you do strategy and work and luck. But the park wasn't given to us by the Port of Vancouver, a crown corporation of the federal government. It wasn't given to us by the City of Vancouver or the Parks Board. It was after 5 years of our work at a community grassroots level, Margaret Mitchell, MP for the NDP in Van East, and Pat Carney, Vancouver Centre Conservative, when she got in government, they made sure that the park happened. We had a meeting with the port, and at the end of it, they were a little rude, at least as far as the MPs were concerned. They kind of got brushed out the door. And I remember the only thing I really remember from that meeting is the port CEO in a suit. He said, no, we're not in the park business. And that was the end of the meeting. Like, there's the door over there. And, so when they got in, government, Pat Carney made sure that was instituted in law in the House of Commons.
What kind of environmental review will the project go through?
Oh, yeah, very bad. A very bad review. I don't trust the Port of Vancouver. They are allowed to rubber stamp their own permit, which is very bizarre. I just find that's very bad. And some of this was done under the Harper government, the eight, nine years of Harper. He apparently gutted the Environmental Act. And, you know, the Liberals have been in for a little while now, and they've done nothing to deal with this issue. The accountability of the Port of Vancouver was brought up by one of the Liberal MPs, Joe Pescilito, from East Richmond, Stevenson riding, MP, Liberal. And he went public that, you know, he was upset because the port had shoved in a jet fuel facility in Richmond in his area, his riding. This will take super tankers of jet fuel to go up the Fraser River. One spill would possibly wipe out the salmon for, you know, forever. They can move this. They've been moving this jet fuel by truck and by pipe with no problems. But they decide, and the point was they didn't even bother getting the approval of the Minister of Transport, Mark Garneau, which is, you know, it's just totally bizarre.
What stage is the Centrum proposal at right now?
Well, it depends who you talk to. I really think they were just going to shove this thing through and hope that nobody noticed. And they almost did, too. I had to have a phone call from someone that lives in Strathcona saying, hey, Dawn, you know, there's something going on down at Centrum at the foot of Main there, and you should check it out. And it took me about a week to kind of get back to it because I didn't think it was really anything. And they did a very poor survey. The port had only 72 responses for a $320 million project, and many of those responses were not favorable to their project. So they were just going to rubber stamp their project without anybody really paying attention. And now they've pushed back their timetable a little bit to probably late August, and that's because of the work of many of the women in the Four Sisters Co-op who went out and got, I think it's up to about 5,000 signatures of people who don't like this expansion project. It's not just Don Larson again. It's a lot of people who live down there, who play in Crab Park, who maybe even work on the waterfront. They don't like it. And, you know, the Parks Board, where are these people that we all voted for, whether they were green or Vision or NPA, where are they on this issue? Why aren't they speaking out? Because it's not just the view. This will be a noisy facility regardless of what the port says. It'll be noisy. The lights will be bright at night. It'll be a 24/7 operation. People are trying to sleep at nighttime down there. They got jobs to go to the next day. And the water quality in front of Crab Park will definitely be impacted. And I have no faith in the Port of Vancouver when they pay for the consultant company to come back with some answers. If you pay the piper, you get to call the tune. And so it's not good for the marine life in front of Crab Park, and there is marine life, including even whales go in there. I've seen that myself. And, so there is a live marine environment in front of Crab Park, but I don't believe it'll be alive when this is finished.
What are you suggesting people do?
Jenny Kwan, MP for Van East, the NDP, has been very good for the last month. She's been very involved. She's taken this to the House of Commons, which unfortunately has now gone on an extended summer break. She's presented some petition. She wrote the petition. It's very good. It states all the problems with this proposal. And, so you might go to Jenny Kwan's office. It's up on Nanaimo and East Hastings across from London Drugs. And, that would be one possibility.
And there is a petition with leadnow.ca?
Yeah, apparently. I'm not a computer kind of guy, but yeah, there is. And from my understanding, there was an incredible amount of people signed a petition that was, you know, on paper, not on computer, but on paper, and gone around door to door in the downtown east side, mostly by the women of the Four Sisters Co-op, Wendy Peterson and Barb Daniels are a couple of the leaders of that, but a lot of the other women did the work, and they got thousands of signatures in a very short time, in an astoundingly short time. So there's people upset, and the port of Vancouver talks about something called social license, and I'm not quite 100% sure what it means, but I think the Port of Vancouver have already lost their social license to do this huge industrial complex, which will increase the containers down there by two-thirds. Some of those containers are hazardous cargo. Some of those rail cars are dangerous goods. And there was an accident on Centerm, same people, the Port of Dubai, the Sultan of Dubai, and the Port of Vancouver, those are the proponents. And there was an accident March 4th, 2015, and the toxic chlorine fumes went all the way down past Wall Street, where people were on the air at Co-op Radio, Mark Bignell, for one, and he was choking on the air from the chlorine gas that had already blown down to Wall Street, all the way from Main Street, 3 kilometers. So there's a lot of downside to what the port is doing. And the port, to me, I've been using the term, they're corporate pirates on this. And they're the same people that approve of, you know, 340 more oil tankers going up and down Burrard Inlet from Kinder Morgan Pipeline. One spill will wipe out your tourism, let alone your marine life. These are the same people. So I just think they're not accountable.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Don, and telling us about it.
All right, Jane, thanks a lot.
I've been speaking with Don Larson. He's president of the Crab Water for Life Society. Don Larson is also a longtime programmer at Co-op Radio on the Main and Hastings show.